Good evening to everyone, and welcome to another night's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. We've got an absolutely dynamic call lined up for you guys tonight, but I just want to remind you all that we do a special group marketing conference call the very first Monday of every month, and if you didn't hear tonight's call with Mr. Jimmy Parrish, you absolutely missed out on a gem. He did a remarkable job. Just want to remind you guys, if you have any interest at all in group marketing arena or aspects of legal skills, you need to plug into that call the very first Monday of every month. We do it at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also want to congratulate my team. Last week on this call, I told you guys what a phenomenal year we were coming into in Legal Shield, and over the last, since 1999, this time of year has actually been the biggest part of the year that I've ever experienced it. And last week was the biggest last week of November that my team has ever produced since I've been involved with Legal Shield since 1999. So what a phenomenal job you guys are doing out there. But I tell you what, the month of December, it's going to be absolutely incredible to each and every one of your teams. I don't know of a better thing to do than offer this Legal Shield membership at this time of year. I don't know of a better thing to do than offer Legal Shield opportunity this time of year to help some people out there earn an extra couple hundred dollars to help make this holiday season something to remember for them and their family. So great job last week, guys, but I encourage you just to dig deep and let's make the month of December something truly special for each and every one of us on the call. But to get things kicked off, I'd like to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a platinum executive director, millionaire club member, six-figure income earner, but the most importantly, he is my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you very much. And again, congratulations on what you're doing with your team. We're very, very proud of you. And again, I want to congratulate Mr. Jimmy Parrish from Alabama. He did an outstanding job, just like you said earlier on the group call, which before this call. But now to kick things off, I want to go to Tucson, Arizona, to a bronze executive director, Mr. Ray Rios, who was actually recognized as one of the top recruiters in Legal Shield for last week, and that was on this morning's call. But Mr. Rios, congratulations and welcome to the call, sir. We have Ray on? All right, I guess Ray did not get on just yet. We'll probably try to go back to him. But we'll switch gears and go out to St. George, Utah, and to Mr. Steve Crabtree, who also was recognized as the top recruiter last week on our More Success team. Mr. Crabtree is actually part of Linda Bowden's team. Steve, are you on the call?
Yes, I am, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, Steve, I can hear you loud and clear, and we're very, very proud of you. Why don't you just take just a couple of minutes here and tell everybody what's going on with you and your business?
Well, you know what? Just nothing but excitement right now. I am so pumped. I cannot believe the momentum that I've created, and it's not because of me. It's because of what MidOcean Partners and Legal Shield has done to, I guess, light the fire under me. I was unable to, because of personal reasons, make it to Dallas, and I just was pretty sick to my stomach. And however, Alex Gardner, which works with Linda Bowden as well, let me know some information in regards to some promotions that are going on, the 4x4 promotion in particular. And knowing that I was pretty close to getting my 12 months in for my first year of Performance Club, and the fact that I need to get my momentum anyway to get to that next level, I started immediately and got my four recruits in September. It got my momentum going for October, and just basically from then to now, I've gotten 21 recruits, and I'm just got some momentum going into December. I'm just hoping I can keep going, which I know I will, and I just really just appreciate everything that they've done to help get things going with this company. I just totally enjoy it.
Well, Steve, we're very, very proud of you. 21 recruits, what a great way to end the year here and to start next year, but keep up the good work, Steve. We're very, very proud that you're part of the team.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moore.
Did Mr. Ray Rios get on?
Yes, sir.
All right, Ray. Well, you missed my introduction, but we're very proud of you. I know you had a great recruiting week also last week. Tell everybody what you're doing.
Indeed. Thank you. Good evening, More Success team, and a pleasure to meet you. I apologize. I'm at the local meeting or business briefing here in Tucson, Arizona, which we do on Monday evenings from 7:30 to 8:30. So I stepped out to help the young lady get some information, and I appreciate the patience to allow me to be on board with you guys. It's an honor to be with you. Very briefly, you know what we're doing is staying busy. I was already introduced, so I don't have to talk about me. I just want to tell you what we've been doing. You know, we've been learning a little bit more about our profession as a network marketer, but most importantly, following up with our clients, following up with our groups, being accessible and available to those team members that want to work the business, help them, coach them, and mentor them. And what we're doing as a practical exercise is we're going through our calendar. Once we put our people from the list create, and we run it through the system of exposure, after several exposures, we just put them on the calendar and drip on them, call them, and express to them the urgency to learn what our new company, Legal Shield, is doing for all of us, and give them an opportunity and really, really have a straightforward posture with the people to tell them, look, it is very simple. Like I've been recruiting insurance agents recently, and my conversation with them is that, look, I know that your clients are going to get your services from someone, and I know based on my business, so to speak, they're going to get it from me because I'm out of the market, and you see me a lot at the Chamber of Commerce event. You see me at the networking events. You see me at the Starbucks meeting. So I know your clients are going to get my services. My question to you is, do you want to partake on the commissions to help your clients, or would you rather your clients get it from me, number one, for me to get paid, and number two, for me to potentially refer your clients to some other insurance agent that will sincerely want to help them with their legal services and identity protection? And it's been very effective because based on the economy, and we all know the economy is a global economy issue, but that is a global economy. It does not affect the personal economy if we take personal responsibility for our economy. So we've just been out busy in the market. We've been working with employee benefit brokers also because it is a time of crisis for many companies, but that doesn't mean that their employees are not having the life events that we all have. It's just a matter of being busy, being in front of them, and see how we can help. And we sincerely believe in what we believe for so many years on Mr. Stone Cycle, wanting to help people, making legal access equal to everyone in North America and Canada. We can partake of it without losing the crusade feeling that we are part of something and not something of just making money.
Well, Ray, we're so appreciative of you and Linda and all the work that you're doing on the team. Keep up the good work, and we appreciate hearing your name and Steve's name out there on the call this morning.
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore. And, you know, you will be hearing our names more often. We've refocused. We're re-engaging, and we really have some great goals for 2013 that Ray Linda Rios will be heard of more often, and hopefully will be a little salt of inspiration for not only the More Success team members, but the entire country.
Well, you are definitely that, Ray. Linda, we appreciate you guys both very, very much. But to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 income earner and ring earner. He's a Platinum 4 Executive Director who continues to lead our team now after more than 30 years, and that is none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, you on?
I'm right here, Randy, and I have myself off mute for a change. You know, Randy, what a great call we had with Jimmy Parrish and Joan Buckner's testimony a while ago, and hearing from Steve and hearing from Ray there. I mean, things are beginning to pop. They begin to go good. And, you know, before I'd got, like to give a little accolade to Jeremy's team. That's great stuff they're doing. And then I've got this guy, Sharice, and Tony Barkley down in South Carolina. I'm telling you, lately, Randy, every meeting they had one associate, they had two guests. It's unheard of. But they're just booming. I want to give a shout out to them. But then I wanted to tell the next 4 weeks who's going to be on our calls, because I think it's very important. Next week, the 8th, will be Mr. Tony Petrell. You know who Tony is? The next week, Mr. Chris Hughes. And that's the 17th. The 24th will be Christmas Eve. So we will not have a call that Monday night because it is Christmas Eve. Then number 31 is Mr. Tony Barkley, the one I'm telling is doing so much great recruiting. In fact, he was the top recruiter on our team last week. He'll be our guest speaker. He's an executive director out of South Carolina, building a great organization in Savannah. And then tonight, Randy, we have an outstanding gentleman that Jeremy spent some time with and come back and said, Papa, we've got to get this guy on the call. He's a super great guy. You know, he's been 10 years in the business. He's a golden outfit and over 2,000 personal memberships, regional manager for Chicago, Illinois, and he only works the business part-time, but he's a qualified executive director. His real passion is in acting, where he's done several films. He plays across the country. He's also on Amazon.com as a best-selling author on 3 books under his belt. Most of all, Randy, he has a heart for God and a loving father, and he's a great team member, a good Christian, a great American, Mr. Val Roberson.
I'm here, sir. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear, Mel. It's all your show, my friend.
Fantastic. Thank you guys so much, Mr. Moore, Mr. Moore, and Mr. Moore. you know, 3 generations of millionaires inside of Legal Shield. And just, man, I did get to spend some time with Jeremy and his beautiful wife. We shared a villa in Jamaica where we had a chef, a maid, and you know, a butler. I don't even have that stuff here in America. So the company treats you right, man. And I have been in the company a little bit over 10 years now, and I have just so much love and admiration for this team. And I was asked to be on this particular conference call, even though we have no financial ties to each other whatsoever. I felt it was an honor and a privilege. I mean, I've been following the Moore family since I've been in, and Mr. Ken Moore, you, sir, you've definitely been an inspiration. You know, your best friend was one of my mentors, Mr. Wilbur Smith. I had never been on a private jet in my life until Mr. Wilbur Smith took me under his wing, and actually the last book I wrote I actually dedicated to Wilbur Smith, because he meant so much to me, and I love him and Carol so much. And, you know, you and your wife, your son, your grandson, just the entire Moore Success team, you guys, I don't know how much of an inspiration you all have been to me. So those of you that don't know me, have never met me, my name is Mel Roberson. I am from the great state of Illinois, the wonderful city of Chicago. I got into what was prepaid legal some years ago. I had a consulting business, and while I was at one of my places of business, a young lady walked in, and they stopped my presentation that I was doing with their staff and said, "We got an employee benefit enrollment we need to do real quick." This young lady started going over what we had as 5 titles back then, and I stopped her when she got to the motor vehicle part and was like, "Look, I need that part right now. How can I sign up?" She was like, "Well, just fill out the application," and I let her finish her presentation, and you know, got to the payroll deduction slot, and I said, "Well, I don't technically work here, so I can't get it." She was like, "Oh, if you want to put it on a credit card or out of your bank account, you can get it." And I got the membership, and she wound up talking to me about the opportunity because I didn't technically work at the company. So those of you that are doing group, don't go in your groups trying to recruit people. That's not what we do in a group setting. But I didn't work for the company, so we just kept in touch, and she followed up, and eventually I got involved. And I worked the business very, very part-time because I was still full-time in my consulting business. Worked it part-time for about 2 years. Within that 2-year time period, I started making just as much money with Legal Shield part-time as I was full-time as a consultant. I phased out my consulting business, and I say I went full-time in Legal Shield, but the harsh reality of it is I've never worked a 40-hour work week. Wilburn, God rest his soul, when he was alive, he used to say, "Mel, you got more talent in your fingertip than most people have. You know, I don't come pick you up on a private jet because I like you. I do it because you do great presentations." And, you know, he said, "If you would just get busy, if you would just work a little bit, you could just, you know, smash this thing." Wilburn kind of lit a fire under me. I started working a little bit harder, but I still was part-time because I developed a passion for acting. I'd never been an actor, was never really interested in it. But for those of you that have ever gone full-time in Legal Shield, you know that we have a little bit of extra time on our hands. So acting was my hobby. It later evolved into a passion. I've done several films. If you guys know who Tom Sizemore is, he was in Heat. He was in Saving Private Ryan. There's been a bunch of stuff. I've done films with him. And some other notable actors, a bunch of stage plays. And actually wrote, I co-authored 2 books and just recently put out my own personal development book called The 31 Amazing Life Lessons of Joshua Stokes. So, you know, the things that I take the most pride in, I have 2 wonderful daughters. I love them. I love them to life. Those are my girls. Those are my reasons for doing the business and just trying to lead a life where I'm a shining example of what is possible with faith, hard work, and vision. Those are the 3 things that I believe in most. So enough about me. You don't want to hear about me. You want to hear how this benefit and how what we're teaching you can benefit you guys. And that's really what it's all about. From the brand new person all the way to the executive directors in this business, what can I give you tonight to be of value? My prayer to God before I got on this call was, You know, let the words that I say on the call touch somebody and move somebody in a way that inspires them to tap into their own personal greatness. Because we all have different levels, different things that we want to do inside of LegalShield. You know, my goal was never to be the Brian Carruthers or Dave Stavola or, you know, even the Ken Moore of LegalShield. They've done a lot, and it's awesome for them. But with this vehicle to me, I said, let me be the best Mel Roberson that I could be and just live by the examples that people like Ken Moore, Randy Moore, Jeremy Moore have given to the field for so many years. And that's having a good work ethic, teaching your people exactly what they need to do to become successful, and having a duplicatable system where it doesn't matter what your background is, you could be successful in this business. You know, you got a butcher, a police officer, and, you know, somebody that just grew up watching his Pawpaw and Uncle Wilbur and do LegalShield, and all different backgrounds, but have achieved massive results based off of the system that we have in place. So let me talk to you about a few things that I think could definitely help you out tonight. And I'm a very philosophy-driven person. And when I talk about philosophy, my fundamental way of thinking is, if the 5.5 to 6 inches between your two ears are not where they need to be, I can teach you and tell you how to's all day long. But if you have stinking thinking, as Uncle Wilbur used to tell us, it doesn't matter what you do, because what you think about what you do is not in line. So let me talk to you a little bit about how powerful you are and how you were created. And this is stuff that I tell my own team. And I thank you guys for entrusting me to just impart the wisdom. And I'm going to talk to you all like I sponsored you myself. I believe that we have so much power within us. You know, we have so much ability in us. And Scripture says, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Speak those things as if you were. I tell people all the time, what you think about, you bring about. What you ask for, you get. If you act the way you want to be, soon you will be the way that you act. Your thinking has so much to do with everything. And your thinking is powerful. We have the ability to create just from our thoughts. So if you're not driving, okay, if you're driving and listening to this call, I don't want you to participate in this particular exercise. But if you're not, if you are driving, don't participate, because I need you to close your eyes. If you are driving, don't participate. If you're not driving, then you can participate. That's what I meant to say. So if you're not driving and you're someplace safe where you can sit down and close your eyes, I need you to close your eyes for a moment, okay? Close your eyes, and I want you to imagine that you are in your kitchen. And this doesn't have to be your current kitchen. This could be your dream kitchen, marble floors, granite countertops, you know, the stainless steel freezer, refrigerator, you know, combo, or whatever you want your dream kitchen to look like. I need for you, in your mind, to walk over to your kitchen, okay? In your mind, you're walking over to your kitchen, and walk over to your refrigerator in your kitchen, and I want you to open the door, okay? You open a door, you see a refrigerator, just all the finest foods that you can think of. And I want you to reach into your produce drawer, and hopefully your eyes are closed and you're participating in this. Reach into your produce drawer, and I want you to grab a lemon for me. Lift that lemon to your nose. Take a deep whiff of that lemon. See how that lemon smells? Real lemony, right? Walk over to your cutting board in your mind. Keep your eyes closed. Walk over to your cutting board. Grab a knife. Okay, cut that lemon in half. Lift it to your nose. A little bit stronger now. You can smell it. I want you to squeeze that lemon, okay? And in your mind's eye, you can see the pulp and the juice rising from that lemon, right? On the count of three, I want you to bite down into the lemon. Don't even think about it. 1, 2, 3, bite down into the lemon. Now, if you actually participated in that exercise, I am willing to bet that about 96% of the people that participated in the exercise and walked through it in their mind actually had their saliva glands produce the necessary enzymes for you to be able to digest that lemon. In other words, your mouth started watering, right? Some of you had lockjaw. You were making the pucker face, right? And your mind had told your body that you had a lemon, but you didn't really have a lemon in real life, but your mouth was watering as if you were eating a lemon. How is this possible? Your mind doesn't know the difference between fantasy and reality. So what you think about, you bring about. What you ask for, you get. If you act the way you want to be, soon you will be the way that you act, right? You get what you look for. Ask, seek, knock, right? So here's what I'm saying. How does all this relate to LegalShield is what you're asking. Well, so many of us, so many times when we walk into presentations and how we approach business, we're not thinking in the light that is necessary for us to have our businesses
be as successful and as prosperous as possible. I just stepped out of our training. We do a Monday night training here in the Chicagoland area, and I was talking to some of the associates, and I said, how many of you are at Performance Club here, broken down into groups? And we have Larry Smith that's coming out, and he's going to do a special Q&A on Friday night. And the first hour is for Performance Club people only, from 6:30 to 7:30. And then at 7:30, we'll let everybody else in that's not in Performance Club. And his special topic on Friday night is how to get your check to $10,000 a month. So I asked the people, I said, how many of you are in Performance Club? And a few of them raised their hand. And I said, how many of you are going to be in Performance Club before Friday? And some people said, oh, I'll try. You know, oh, I'm working on it. I'll see what I can do. And I said, no, you won't. And I told him, I listened to him, I said, you won't be in it simply because you don't believe it's possible, and you've already put in your mind's eye that you're going to try. Do or do not. There is no try. You know, you either are going to do it or you're not going to do it. But you have to plant the seeds of success that are necessary for you to actually get what you want out of life. Think about your business in the same way. Before I go into any presentation, I see myself closing the sale. Before I go into any enrollment, I see myself closing the sale. Before I do every business briefing, I see myself talking to the prospect in the briefing and knowing and believing that people will be touched, moved, and inspired by the things that I say, and they'll actually get into the business based off of what it is that I tell them. So you have to, in your mind's eye, know and understand that what you think about, you bring about. So what are the things that you need to be doing? What's important to you as a Legal Shield associate? And I'm not going to tell you anything that you haven't already heard. You know, I know that the Moore family is teaching you guys the right stuff. You know, you don't just luck up and make $1 million in Legal Shield. You have to know what you're doing. But there are a few things that I go through with new people and old people in the business. And let me give you an analogy. We talk about a few things in the business consistently. But let me break it down to you in a way that might be a little bit easier for you to understand. The first thing that we do when a new person gets started, or as an older associate in the business, we need to re-examine this a lot, is our reason why we are in the business, okay? Your why, if I had to liken it to something, let's think about your Legal Shield business as a car. The reason why you're in the business is the engine of your car. It's what makes it go. If you have a strong enough reason why, then nothing will be impossible for you. The person that knows why to do something will always make more money and be more successful than the person that knows how to do something. For example, okay, I have two beautiful daughters. My oldest daughter is 20. My youngest daughter is 10. My youngest daughter is not a strong swimmer at all. So let's just say that Jeremy Moore bought a yacht, okay, down off the Florida Keys, okay? And since Jeremy and I are really good friends, he invites me and my daughter to come hang out with him and his wife on this brand new yacht. We're off the Florida Keys, and, you know, we have a bunch of different platinums. They're all on the boat, and some of us have kids, and they're running around the boat, okay? And I look off the starboard bow of his new yacht, and I don't know what that starboard bow is, but I heard it on a pirate movie, so it sounds like a good thing to say, right? So I'm looking off the starboard bow of the boat, and I see a school of sharks swimming around. Well, guess what? I'm not a thrill seeker. I'm not going to jump into that school of sharks to get a closer look. I have no interest whatsoever in swimming with sharks. I'm not that adventurous, right? But guess what? If my daughter had fallen off the side of the boat and there were sharks down there, I would hit the water before she did. I would do something that was seemingly uncomfortable because my reason why has changed. It made me move. Your reason why is your engine in the business, okay? It is your engine in the business. It's what makes your Legal Shield car move. If your reason why is not strong enough, you'll quit this thing, okay? I was talking to Mr. Kim Moore the other day, and, you know, I said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm too stupid to quit. He's like, no, sir, stop saying that. You're too smart to quit, right? And I changed my language. Anytime a millionaire says, don't say that, say something else, he's made a lot more money than I have, I changed my language. You'll never hear me say, I'm too stupid to quit again, sir. Because, and my reason why is strong enough. So that's your engine. After we go from the reason why, the next thing that we go to is having a list of contacts. And your list of contacts, if I had to point it out on the car, your list of contacts is the wheels of your car. Without a list, your car doesn't move. All right? Without a list, your car does not move. The engine is important. You got to have that, but you got to have wheels too. Wheels make this thing go. Okay? So as you're making this thing go, you have to have a list of contacts. Now, let me point out some stuff about the list, all right? when you're talking about your list of contacts, many of you are going to have different types of lists based on what your background is, you know, and some of you might actually have lists that include groups on your list. So we're not just talking about a list of contacts in regards to people you know. That's important, too. But some of you have business owners, companies we can get to. And if you're brand new in the business, let me tell you something. You may not have been to group school yet, but there are people in your support team that will help you do the groups, and you can still get commission. And when I first started the business, I'm like, well, why would I want to split my commission? Well, guess what? 50% of something is better than 100% of nothing, plus I get valuable field training by going out with people. So I know this organization does group and recruiting, so, hey, tap into that. But that list of contacts is very, very important. The bigger the list, the stronger your tires are. All right? What do I mean by that? A lot of you are down in Oklahoma. Compare a tractor tire to a tire on a Ford Focus. All right? If I had to drive through some fields, I wouldn't want to drive through the fields in a Ford Focus. I would want tractor, big old thick tractor tires. Because if a stick or, you know, something sharp gets in a tractor tire, the tractor tire is not phased. But a tire on a little Ford Focus gets phased. All right, so the bigger your list, the bigger your tires, the stronger your tires. You could even go mudding if you got strong enough tires and not be affected by it. So your list is very, very important. After your list, we go through actually doing a PBR. And what do I say about PBR? The PBR is the steering wheel of your business, right? Why is it the steering wheel of your business? Well, if you don't do a PBR, you don't know what direction your car is going to go in, okay? You have to do PBRs because as you do, your team will do. We do a lot of private business receptions. We do a ton of private business receptions. Why do we do them? Because we want to get to as many people as we can as fast as we possibly can. It's a simple, easy, duplicatable way for us to do the business. Now, I've been running a business briefing for years now. I strongly believe in the business briefing. But guess what? There's some people, some family members, some whatever, because of whatever experience they had or how they feel about hotel meetings, they just don't want to come out. So there are people in my family that I couldn't get to a hotel meeting, but I could get them to my living room. They're used to coming to my house anyway. So it makes sense to have a PBR. And your PBR is the steering wheel of your business. All right? No steering wheel, you can't drive it. No PBRs, it's going to be hard for you to drive your business in depth, meaning that when you recruit somebody, if you're not doing PBRs, they're not doing PBRs. And if they luck up and recruit somebody, those people aren't doing PBRs. So you can't drive your business in depth. One of the young ladies, I'm so excited for her. Her name is Nikisha Simmons. She's one of the directors on the team. And she had posted on her Facebook page the other day how excited she was because she's going. She's one of the people that are qualifying for the Cancun trip. You know, it's been in Performance Club, I think, for 10 or 11 months now. So she's qualified all during the contest period, and she's really excited about it. But guess what? I didn't know her personally. We're from opposite sides of town, but because I recruited somebody who 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 recruited her, now she's one of the great producers in the organization, and all of that was done through PBRs. Had I not been working PBRs throughout the organization, never would have found her or the people that sponsored her. So she's doing a phenomenal job, very proud. But guess what? She committed to doing PBRs every single week for herself and for the people on the team. So PBRs are absolutely vital in the business, okay? After PBRs, what's next? Getting plugged in is an important part of it, okay? Getting plugged in, what do I mean by that? Well, being on this conference call, okay? Going to your weekly briefing, going to basic training, going to group training, small business training. If you have a weekly training in your marketplace or whatever the trainings are that you do, plugging into the weekly event is important. That's your gas and your brake of your business, okay, your business car. What do I mean by that? If you're going to a weekly briefing and a weekly training, you're pressing the gas. If you're not going to a weekly briefing or a weekly training, more than likely, unless your primary focus is group, more than likely, you're pressing the brake. All right, the weekly briefings and the weekly trainings and the other things that we plug into is what gives us the gas. When we're not plugged in, when we're not on the conference calls, we're pressing the brakes. And if you're pressing the brakes, then, you know, your car is not going anywhere. Here's what's even worse, though. Some of you might have your emergency brakes on, meaning you're not going to the weekly briefing, weekly training, any training, or you got people on your team that's not doing that. They're not even on this conference call. those people have the emergency brakes on. And what's interesting about the emergency brake is when you got the emergency brake on, you can't go forward, but you definitely can go backward. If any of you have ever had a car that was a stick or a manual transmission, you know that with your emergency brake on, yeah, you can't go forward. The car will be jerky and, you know, it'll burn and smell the brake, but you can definitely go backwards. And with your emergency brake on, not plugging in, you're going backwards in your business. From there, the other things that I could take a look at are just the 10 core commitments, things that we do on a regular basis. And I could give you analogies all day long about what each of them represent, but I think I might almost be out of time, and I don't know if there's anything, any questions, if you guys open it up for questions normally, or if there's something in particular you want me to talk about, then I could definitely do that. I will tell you this, though. I love this company for a couple of reasons. You know, the friendships and relationships that I've been able to create have been amazing. You know, I remember the first time I met Tim Moore was in 2002 at an international convention, and I was an executive director. Finally got to sit on the floor and walked up and said, you know, Mr. Moore, would you please sign the profile of success? I was so happy to meet him. I'd always seen him on stage. But here's what I know to be true. A city boy from Chicago and a country boy from Oklahoma would never, ever meet under any other circumstances if it wasn't for this business. And I could say the same about Uncle Wilburn. I could say the same about Randy Moore and Jeremy, who's, you know, become a really, really good friend. That time we spent in Jamaica, and just every time we see each other, you know, it's always been wonderful. And we understand that we're the next wave of leadership. You know, Papa's going to one day say, you know what, here to reign. I've trained you guys well. I'm going to, you know, enjoy our way. He's going to do Legal Shield until, you know, the Lord's called him to heaven. I know that's for sure. But we have to step up. And it's because of this company, the relationships that we've got. I heard Mr. Rios on the call down in the Arizona market. You know, I had spent some great time with him and his wife in the Dominican Republic when we were there on that trip. And, you know, yeah, Chris Hughes coming up on the call, I heard. Chris become a very, very good friend. Any people across the country I never would have met had it not been for this business. But because I was committed, because I plugged in, because I followed the system that was here for us, I'm nothing special. I grew up on the south side of Chicago. You know, truth be told, my senior year in high school, for those of you that aren't familiar with the violence that takes place in the city of Chicago, my senior year in high school, I was shot in an attempted carjacking in 1993. So, you know, after that, I stopped jacking cars. I figured if people were going to shoot back, No, I'm just kidding. I wasn't the jacker. I was the jackie. I'm just kidding, okay? But I was shot in an attempted carjack my senior year. I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. But it's because of this business, because of this industry, because of the relationships that I've been able to build with people like the Moore Success Team and a bunch of different leaders throughout the company that I am the person I am today. So I thank God for them. I'm really happy to be affiliated with this company. I'm too smart to quit. I'm not going anywhere. You know, I love what Harlan and Shirley have put in place for us, and I'm praying for him daily. You know, and I'm here. You know, if there's ever anything that I could do for this organization, I'm here. So I kept it a little bit simple, but if there's anything that you guys want me to talk about in particular or any questions that you have, I'm at your beck and call, and I turn the call back over to you.
Well, Mel, I tell you, you did an outstanding job, and we're proud to consider you a friend of the Moore Success Team. You're right. Jeremy bonded with you. He come home singing your praise, said, we've got to get Mel on the call. And I said, son, if you think that much of Mel, we're flat going to get him on the call. So we appreciate everything you say, everything you do. And we of the Moore Success Team, if we could do anything, be speaker or anything else for you or your organization, you just say the word, buddy, we'll do it. So I'm going to turn it back to Randy, but God bless you. And our motto, Mel, is probably the same as yours, God, family, and then Legal Shield. And it seems like when you keep in that order, it really pays great dividends.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mr. Randy? Wilson, this is Randy. I, just, again, want to tell you how much we appreciate you and appreciate your friendship with our team and all that you've done. It's great seeing you on stage and how you handle yourself and how articulate you are. We're proud to have people like you that represent this company and that we can say are friends of our team. So thank you so much for being on the call. We know you were in the middle of a training. You had to step out. just to do this call. I know Jeremy said, yeah, I have to call him right in the middle, but I want to tell you again how much we appreciate you guys, love you, and we appreciate all you're doing with this business.
I appreciate you too, sir. You guys have paved the way, you know, and what's so interesting is these are people that, yeah, like, I've had so many friends that I've gotten through this company that have no financial ties to me whatsoever and just are genuinely interested. I really hope that you all and the More Success team, you know, appreciate your platinums and your ring earners, because a lot of times we take for granted the things that we have the most access to. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, that's just Ken, that's just Jeremy, you know, that's just Randy. No. These are people that have made a decision to change the legacy for their family for generations to come and can teach you to do the same. They say a prophet is never respected in his own land, and I hope that's not the case. I pray that you all take full advantage of the leadership that you have. So I love you guys, too, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it, and I appreciate you all so much.
Well, we appreciate you. Jeremy, are you still on, son?
I am.
All right. Go, turn it over to you.
Mel, thank you so much for taking time away from your training to be with us tonight, man. I appreciate your friendship and what great wisdom you shared with our team, and I really appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you guys so much. And if I have 2 minutes, I'd like to tell a quick story before we get out of here. Is that okay?
Go right ahead.
Do we have 2 minutes left? Well, I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Chicago, and not far from Chicago, there's the state of Minnesota, and they call the state of Minnesota the land of 10,000 lakes, and it's because they got a lot of lakes in Minnesota. And there's a community in Minnesota. It's a smaller community, not much money. Economically, they don't do too well. But there were three little boys that were best friends that were out, and on Sundays after church, they used to stay in their church shoes and go what they call ice skating in the wintertime, because the bottom of their shoes were slippery and their family couldn't afford ice skate. So they used to go out in their church shoes and they would, you know, slide around on the ice, play hockey, do whatever little boys do. And one of the little boys fell through the ice one time and got trapped under the ice. And instantly, the two buddies are panicking. The two other kids are panicking. One of them runs back to town to get help. And the other little boy, who's like 10 or 11 years old, is literally standing on top of the ice following his friend, because the current under the ice was taking him and moving him. And he's following his friend. He's literally watching his friend die before his eyes. So he runs over to the bank of the river or the lake, wherever they are. He picks up this huge log, finds his friend, breaks through the ice, pulls his friend to safety. Shortly after that, the town people come, you know, the ambulance, and the little boy that was under the ice, his parents were deceased. He was actually being raised by his grandparents. And his grandmother shows up, and, you know, she's hugging him and kissing him, and one of the police officers, the firefighters, they're asking the kid, they're like, well, what happened? And the little boy who saved his friend's life, he said, I didn't want my friend to die. I picked up that log over there, I broke the ice, and I pulled him out. And they're looking at the log, and they're like, man, this thing is 100 times your body weight. It's bigger than you. You're 11 years old. There's no way. They're like, stop lying to us. What happened? He's like, no, I picked it up. I broke the ice. I saved my friend's life. And they're like, no, tell us the truth. And the grandmother interrupted him, and they said, you know what happened? None of you were around to tell him he couldn't do it. That's how he was able to do it. So for those of you on the line that are just getting started in this, or even if you've been around for a while, when you buy other people's opinion, you buy their lifestyle. Be really careful of who you let tell you that you can't accomplish something. You know, Scripture says that God loved us enough that he created us in his own image. It also says, greater is he that is in me than in the world. No challenge in the world is bigger than your God, okay? So whatever it is that you want to do through your life and through this business, you have the ability to do it. Don't let anybody tell you different. The Moore family has already set the example of what's possible. All you have to do is live into your greatness. There's a difference between destiny and fate. Fate is going to happen no matter what you do, but your destiny and destination have the same base words. And your destination, you have to drive to it, okay? Faith without works is dead, so you got to work. So go ahead and work at this thing, and you too can be millionaires like the Moore family has already set the example for you. So, you guys, I love you. I turn the call back over to you. I'm done because I can ramble all night long.
Hey, praise God. You did a good job, my friend. Well, Randy, I believe that ends our call for tonight. Remember, Mr. Tony Petrell will be our guest speaker next Monday night. If you haven't signed up for the convention yet, folks, for heaven's sake, get signed up before all the seats are gone. This is going to be a great convention. You need to be there. Bring people with you. Get your new recruits there. God bless you. Keep God first, family second, Legal Shield third. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.